And good afternoon, American Fork. This is Dan Smith from Santa Clara, California, adjudicating your visual general effect at the BBI in Logan on the 4th of October, 2014. Very best of luck to you. Love the opening set. The mirror props seem to have evolved and gotten more colorful, including the great one center stage. The costuming is better understood tonight, having seen you at Weaver State. Just wonderful, wonderful postural, gestural effort, very formal within the style of the music. Nicely handled. Be careful of arrival accuracy. It's a thing where we've got this open staging, but you do end up arriving in pairs. And this step, don't rush. Step, slide in, step, slide in. Bum, bum, stay in the triple meter. Beautiful coloration with the silks down front. And just this bringing it in. Wonderful impact visually and musically. Well-coordinated effort. And the barber poles upstage. Thank you so much. Yeah. Good opening. Good opening. And the great big scissors. Seville was never the same again. Yeah, well-handled use of the prop and then the actual scissoring and so forth. And people getting haircuts. Okay. After Weber State, I kept thinking, did I see the haircutting process going on? And actually, barbers back then did more shaving than cutting up hair. But minor point. So working the comedic line very, very nicely. This works, yeah, so much better, so much better. Second read helps too, I guess. Yeah, the change of pace of development. Be careful of shape and space. I got to say it, it's early season. You still got cleaning to do. We're not getting the full curvature stage right, so we need to keep it round. It's supposed to be a big spiral, not a clunk, 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 clunk. Uh-huh. And then the lower left woodwinds, nice with the body expression. Keep the diagonals. It's both basically vertical, horizontal diagonals. Keep the accuracy. Sabers. Ooh! Nice job. Nice job. And then the subtle understatement with the flags upstage, working with the pole in, the butt end of the pole in the air rather than the flag in. Okay, control sabers. Beautiful use of speed and spatial exploration with the equipment. And just beautiful impact on the pass-through moves. I like the way this builds. You're setting us up. So the potential energy here released as kinetic energy for effect. Nicely done. Take a look at control of staging. No, it's staging accuracy on the part of the silks. We've got it's a little tighter stage right than left. The shape across the back, exactly what is it? It's got a multiple curve, there's a bounding line, but it's symmetrical in the silks, right? So it's bumpy. It's not symmetrical within the brass and the woodwinds and battery percussion. Nice work, sabers. Spent a lot of time with the sabers. And it definitely shows. This is cool. Be careful that we're not anticipating the collapse as you bring the lines together and the winds especially. The battery percussion pretty much has that under control. But the accuracy, just very, very important. Ha, So it's like an old pair of Argyle socks. Nicely done, nicely done. Ooh, nice pull-out, stage left woodwinds. And good body expression, gestural efforts on the part of the brass stage right. Be careful of bounding line again. The hook-up trombones to tubas maybe should have been a smoother curvature. Okay, the question here comes... The guard should probably left and right and left and right and left. And you get a sense that they're actually moving to the music. They're getting a little random in the feet where randomness does not seem to apply. Great flag. And then the barber at it again. Okay, so the further development of the storyline definitely adds to the enjoyment of the show from an emotional standpoint. Silks. We're not subdividing. Okay, be careful. Timing. Flow counts. And then wouldn't be careful. We do the little run around the corners. Make sure that it locks. Make sure that we're in control while it's moving. Good arrival in the large textured sets. I like that. Leaning in, so we're trying to get that layer of character running through much of the program, and it's a huge positive. Yeah, even the little hands out thing. Yeah, good. Good percussion feature too. And it's nice to have the percussion come down to us, just for a little exposure. This is cool how we keep collapsing the woodwind thing and then the characterization, the reshaping. During the gap here is in. Nicely handled. A little Offenbach. Beautiful silk up stage right. Accuracy. Accuracy, and there's 4 weeks left, so there's plenty of time to work on it. The virtual nonstop nature of the flow of the program and the music, which then motivates the program to continue flowing. Commitment to storyline, I think, is very solid as well. Take a look at how we're moving in the guard across backstage. Do you want the knee to be flexed, or do you want to extend over the top lower body? There's still an issue of the lower body disconnect, which a number of our guards seem to be hanging on to. We are going to get them to move to the music. You know, if we want to think of it in terms of dance, great ballet companies move to the music. You don't see an out-of-step professional ballet dancer. Man, great hit at the end. It moves. Some of the dramatic pauses probably could be bigger. You know, if we think in terms of the animated thing, we talked about this at Weber State, where if we go back to the animation and their treatment and their interpretation of these classics, like classical pieces, the dramatic pause, the grand pause, the caesuras and so forth, visually, they create these you know, stop at midair type moments. It's almost like it needs a little more of that kind of thing too. It tends to run together. It's nonstop musically, but maybe we need a moment. You do a couple of them, but maybe a couple more, and then this build to the end was like, and they were loud at the end. It was like, did I miss something? Did I miss something in the development that said, we're just going to start cranking this thing, maybe speed or whatever, that says, we're coming to the big ending, and now here it is, kaboom, it's in our faces, and we love it. Okay? It's a great show. lot going on the guard. Wow. The barber thing coming off much better. And there's still more you can do with it. And obviously one of the biggest parts is just getting it crispy clean relative to the form book and relative to moving to the music so that every layer added on top of that is sitting on top of a very professional bass. Okay? Enjoy. Looking forward to catching you again in a couple weeks. Thank you much.